It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa's last horse racing facility is preserving a tradition as iconic as the winner's circle or a photo finish. It's a man and his job. You may well have seen or heard him. Now you'll meet him. Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson has the story.
But we do have one thunderstorm cell approaching Prairie Meadows.
You can't miss him in his red fox hunting jacket, black top hat, and over-the-knee boots. After 65 years of playing trumpet, Dan Hartzer is Iowa's only racetrack bugler.
I have a microphone on the end of my horn, but I play the bugle call to post, that tells everyone that the horses are coming onto the track to look out there. The horses are out there to be viewed and place their bets on them.
For 13 years, Hartzer has appeared before each race with his elongated herald trumpet.
We're in the tunnel going out to the winner's circle.
The musical flourish goes back to the earliest days of horse racing, with origins in the military. He plays call to the post, turns 180 degrees, and does it again. Racing director Darren Helt says a good bugler is hard to find.
He's an entertainer. He interacts with the crowd when they're here. And he's also a musician, so I think he's both.
Hartzer considers himself a mascot. His extensive resume goes back to the old Ralph Zarno band. He's backed up Sonny and Cher and played with Bob Hope. But his biggest audience is today, since Prairie Meadows simulcast the Altoona races to gamblers around the world.
Ready, camera two, dissolve two.
TV manager Ryan Dunn gives him the title of ambassador.
Probably one of the most iconic pictures that you can take at a racetrack is with the bugler in his outfit, kind of alerts people on your social media that, hey, you're at a racetrack. And that's kind of one of the few things that's accessible to the public when they come to the races.
When Hartzer takes his horn into the audience, it's a daily double.
What's this?
Dying horse.
A dying horse? Well, I'll try better.
Here. Sometimes holding an umbrella, Hartzer has a job to do, rain or shine.
They've asked me to stay away from the paddock area. My bugling scares the horses. The horses are high-spirited, and they don't want any loud noises around where the horses are warming up, so I stay a good distance from there.
While other racetracks play recordings, jockey Terry Thompson appreciates the pageantry of a live bugler.
When we come out of the paddock and hang a left-hand turn to start making the post parade, he'll start playing call to the post, and it's time to go to the races. And for us jockeys, it means it's time to go to work.
The toughest part of a bugler's job is foul weather.
Especially when it's cold, trying to keep your lip in shape, keep the horn warm enough. When you get out, you know, it's 30 or 40 degrees, that brass horn is pretty cold. It's embarrassing if you miss a few notes because you realize it's going all over the United States.
The track bugler won't disclose his pay, but when he first started, it was $175 a day. He earns it on inclement days like this, sometimes in the mud or snow.
We did have snow in May a year or two ago. It had like 6 inches, and you couldn't see the horses more than 20 feet away. The TV crew was going crazy. They would film the race, and you couldn't see anything but the white snow.
Hartzer has mastered all 34 notes of Call to the Post. He guesses he's played the tune over 13,000 times. In Altoona, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.